This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. So we begin really a new part of the Masechta, Masechta Chagiga, we're on Yud Ches Amud Beis. We begin the laws of Tumah V'Tara. So just as a little bit of an intro, there are basically five levels of Tumah V'Tara. There are five levels of items that require purification. The lowest level being chulin. Chulin is items which are not sanctified. Followed by Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni is 10% that you offer in years 1, 2, 4, and 5. And you bring it up to Yushalayim and you eat it in Yushalayim. That's a higher degree of Kedusha. It has to be eaten B'Tahara. Chulin doesn't necessarily have to be eaten B'Tahara, but Maaser Sheni does. The third level is Truma. Truma has to, you have to be very careful not to be Matame Truma. A higher level than Truma is Kachim. And even higher than Kachim is Karbanos. Kachim Kalim, Kachim Kadashim. And then you have something called the ashes of the Paraduma, which is known as the Mechatas. Now, typically, you have something called Avi Avos HaTumah, which is a corpse. Then you have Ava Tumah, something that touches a corpse. A sheretz, a dead sheretz, could be an Ava Tumah. Or the garment worn by a Nida, or that which a Zav sits on could be an Ava Tumah. If an Ava Tumah touches an Adam, or touches Kalim, it can make it a Rishon B'Tumah. A Rishon B'Tumah that touches food could make it a Sheni B'Tumah. Now, most things cannot become Tame beyond the Sheni B'Tumah. However, Truma could become a Shlishi B'Tumah. The more holy something is, the more susceptible it is to Tuma. And while Truma cannot become anything beyond the Shlishi, Kachim could become a Revi B'Tumah. Then we have something called Yadayim. There are certain kinds of Tumah Midrabanan, where even though Midaraisa you're not Tame, the Rabbanan considered you Tame, but they said only your hands are Tame. So for example, if somebody touches a Risha in Latuma, they should not become Tame. However, the Rabbanan said that someone who touches a Risha in Latuma, his hands become a Sheni B'Tuma. So not his whole body, only his hands. Or, for example, if somebody touches a scroll of a Sefer Torah, since we want people to avoid touching the scrolls of Sifrei Torah, therefore we decree that your hands become a Sheni B'Tumah. Okay, then there's something called Stam Yodayim. The Rabbanon treat Stam hands, which are not known to have any Tumah or Tahara, they consider it a Sheni B'Tumah. Okay, with that introduction, let us begin. Says the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Noitlin liyadayim, we wash hands for lechulin. We wash our hands when dealing with chulin. Now, you don't have to go to the mikveh before eating chulin, but you have to wash your hands before eating chulin. Rashi says, it's enough to wash your hands with a kli that has a revius of water. Now, we're going to see, why do I need to wash my hands for chulin? Why can't I just eat chulin with tamei hands? We'll see it later in the Gemara. Ula maiser, and you have to wash your hands before consuming maiser sheni. Ula truma, and before, we'll see, touching or consuming truma. Ula kodesh. Ula, okay. So that's the first halacha. Noitlin liyadayim lechulin ula maiser. You wash your hands for chulin and for maiser. What about other things? The Mishnah says the same thing applies to l'truma. In other words, these three things go together. Look at Rashi. Rashi says l'chulin, u'l'maiser, u'l'truma. However, u'l'koidesh matbilin. But for kachim, you need to be toivel your hands. Now, you don't have to be toivel in a mikvah, but you have to be toivel your hands. Rashi says avalecho shlamim aichatas va'asham l'kayhanim. Yeshmaila, there's a maila shetzarch lahatbo yadayim. You have to be toivel your hands, but arbam saw in 40 saw v'yafal pisha'inim elastam yadayim, even though they're only stam hands, and they didn't touch tumah, Tumma d'oraisa, which is metame your whole guf, but you do need to be toivel your hands. Okay, so that's a special maila by kodshim, that it's not enough to wash your hands. Again, we're talking about stam yodayim, Rashi says, which means hands that you don't know of any particular tumma that it encountered. Nevertheless, for stam yodayim, you need to be toivel your hands. But ulechatas.
To be toivel the hands is only for a kain, or is also because everybody keeping their shlomim as well.
L'chayra, anybody who consumes kodshim, whether it's a shlomim for anybody, or a chatas or an asham for a kohanim.
For kohanim.
Okay, right, so whoever is going to eat it, depending on what kind of carbon it is. Right. Ulechatas, and for a chatas, Rashi says, l'chatas means liga b'mei chatas. To touch the waters of a chatas means mayim ha-mekudoshim be'ifar para, the holy waters of the paraduma, to lahazos mehem al tmei mesim, to sprinkle them on those who are contaminated by the dead. There's yesh mailo yisera, they have an extra attribute. Shem nitmu yada v'achas min advarim hametamus yadayim. If your hands became tamei with one of the things that render them tamei, v'loyes haguf, but your body is not tamei. For example, vlada tuma. Now, uchagoyin sefer. Or if you touch the Sefer Torah, v'chol tumah shemidibei soifrim, then we say, im nitmu ulechatas, im nitmu yadav nitma gufai. If your hands are tameh, your whole body is tameh, and therefore you have to go to the mikvah. The sfasemes is madayik, this is only true, not by stam yadayim, by a situation where you became a sheni betumah, upon which the Rabbanan were goyzer, your hands have a din of a sheni. But stam yadayim, that they have a din of a sheni, you don't have to go to the mikvah. Okay, the Mishnah continues. Taval l'chulin, if you went to the mikvah to be able to eat chulin, hochzik l'chulin, intending to be able to eat chulin, asr l'maiser, you cannot eat a higher level of maiser. So being toivel for a lower thing does not help for a higher thing. Taval l'maiser, if you're a toivel to be able to eat maiser, hochzik l'maiser, intending to eat maiser, asr l'truma, you're now to eat truma. Tava l'truma, if you're a toivel for truma, hochzik l'truma, and now you intended to eat truma, also l'kodesh, you're now to eat kodshim. Tava l'kodesh, if you're a toivel for kodshim, hochzik l'kodesh, intending for kodshim, also l'chatas, then you're now to have partake of the higher level and deal with the ashes of the paraduma. So in other words, there are five levels. There's chulin, there's maaser sheni, there's truma, there's kodshim, and there's the efer, the paraduma. If you're toivel for one level, it doesn't work for the next. However, tava l'chamor mutar l'kal. If you're toivel for the more strict level, it does help for the more lenient level. Taval v'loy huchzuk. If you went to the mikvah and you did not intend anything, now, there's a very important thing over here. Okay, we're going to come to in a moment. Taval v'loy huchzuk. If you went to the mikvah and you did not intend anything, ki'ilu loy taval. It's like you didn't go to the mikvah. Because tvila without any explicit kavana does not work. Big day am ha'aretz, the garments of an am ha'aretz, even if they assure you that they're tahar, midras leprushin, it has the status of Tamei Midras for Purushim, for those who are Zohir in Kedusha. Purushim, Rashi says, are those who eat their Chulin B'Tahara. In other words, the garments of an Amaretz are considered an Avatuma, in that they're Metamei Adam and Kalim, like the Midras of a Zav. We treat the garments as if a Zav or a Nida sat on the shirt or on the garment, and therefore it's considered an Avatuma, for those who are Zohir to eat Chulin B'Tahara. So even though the Am Ha'aretz, he promises you his garment is Tahar, we don't trust him. We say your level of Zahirus is not sufficient for those who are Prushin. Big Day Prushin, those who, the garments of people who eat Chulin B'Tahara, Midris L'Echle Truma, their level of safeguarding is not sufficient for those who eat Truma. because the carefulness, the zehirus needed for oichlei truma is much higher than those than what is needed for those who eat chulin betahara. So again, big day prushin midras oichlei truma, big day oichlei truma, the garments of those who eat truma midras l'kodesh. Their garments are tamei for those who have to eat on an even higher level of carefulness. They're eating kodshim. Bigtei kodesh, those who eat kodshim, midras l'chatas, is considered tamei midras for those who deal with the ashes of paradum. In other words, each madrega of tahara is so requires so much more carefulness that the level below is completely insufficient for the higher level. Yoichanan ben Gudgada. Yosef ben Yoyezer. Yosef ben Yoyezer was the Nasi. He's mentioned in Pirkei Avos. Hayachasid shebekahuna. He was the most righteous of all the priests. And nevertheless, even though he was careful in the way he ate truma, v'hoisam et pachtoi midras l'kodesh, his napkin was considered tamei with ba'ava tuma, in that we assume it became tamei with midras, and therefore was rendered an ava tuma for those who want to eat kodshim. Yochanan ben Gudgada, now, in the Tosefta, the Gersa is not Yochanan ben Gudgada, it's rather Unklus, but our Gersa is Yochanan ben Gudgada, haya oichal al taras hakoidesh, he ate chulin al taras hakoidesh, which means he treated chulin as kodshim, and even though he ate everything with the kedusha and the zahirus of kodshim, and his napkin would be considered tamei midras for those who want to be involved with the ashes of the para aduma. Now, the Gemara continues. The Gemara asks, because the Mishnah began that you have to wash your hands for chulin. The Mishnah said you have to wash your hands for chulin, and you have to wash your hands for maser. Really? You have to wash your hands for chulin and maser? Chulin and maser, mi boy netilas yadayim? Do chulin and maser require netilas yadayim? Or a mini? We'll ask this contradiction. We have a Mishnah. This is a Mishnah in Bikurim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Hatruma, the Habikurim, Truma, and Bikurim. These are both things that are owned by the Kayin. Chayovin, Aleim, Misa. If you're chayiv misa for eating them. Bikurim is also called truma, Rashi points out, because we darshanu trumas yadcha refers to bikurim, therefore they're considered like truma. You're chayiv misa, a zar who eats it b'mezid is chayiv misa. And v'choymesh, if you eat it b'shoygeg, you have to add a fifth. Rashi says, like the pasuk says, v'ish ki yoichal koidesh b'shkaga v'yasav chamish yisai alav. So, of Asur Lazarim, a non-Kohen is now to eat it. He's Chayiv Alav. The Hinichse Kohen, they belong to the Kohen, meaning it's his property, he could get married with it, he could buy Avadim and Karka and Behema Tameo with it. V'oilim be'echad umeo, and if it falls into 100, it becomes Batel. U'tu'unin netilas yadayim, and requires the washing of the hands. Meaning, before you eat it, you need to wash your hands. Meaning, you need to wash your hands for what? For Bikurim and Truma. V'harav Shemesh. And before, if you became Tameh, Tuma Dairais, and you went to the mikvah, you can't eat Truma unless you have Harav Shemesh, like it says in the first Mishnah of Brachos. Harei Elu B'Truma Bikurim. All these halachas apply by Truma and Bikurim. Masha'in came B'Masar. This doesn't apply by Meiser. By Meiser, for instance, you're not Chayiv Misa, you don't have to add on a fifth, and it's not the property of a Kohen. And you don't need Netilas Yadayim. V'chol Shekein V'chulin, certainly Chulin doesn't need Netilas Yadayim. So it's a stira. Our Mishnah in Chagiga says Chulin and Meiser needs Netilas Yadayim, and this Mishnah in Bikurim says Chulin and Meiser does not need Netilas Yadayim. Kasha Maser on Maser, Kasha Chulin on Chulin. It's a stira Meiser on Meiser, it's a stira Chulin on Chulin. Says the Gemara, Bishlama Maser on Maser like Kasha. There's no stira between Meiser and Meiser. Harab Meir, V'harabanan. This is the sheet of Rab Meir. The Mishnah Bikurim is going like Rab Meir. Rab Meir holds you don't need Netila for Meiser and Chulin. V'harabanan. And our Mishnah that holds you do need Netil Sidayim is going like the Rabbanan. The Tanan, we learned yet in a third Mishnah in Para, Kol Atol and Bios Mayim Midivrei Soifrim, anything that requires going in water, Midrabanan. Anything that is Tahar Midaraisa. Rashi says in the Chachamim Regozer Tuma, like we say in Shabbos Yud Gimel Amud Beis, you're almost up to there in the Daf. These pasal truma, if you eat a rishon or eat a sheni, anything that the Rabbanim were goyzer tuma on, metamei es hakodesh, it renders kodshim tamei. Now there's a difference between metamei and poisel. Metamei means it makes something else tamei, that thing could make another thing tamei. Poisel means it's a school. So when you render kodshim tamei, so let's say we're talking about tuma de Rabbanon, so a sheni that touches kodshim and makes the kachim a shlishi, the kachim could then make the other kachim ravi. But upoisel sa chuma, it only disqualifies chuma, but it doesn't metame chuma. Because let's say it's a sheni, and it touches chuma, the chuma becomes a shlishi. But chuma cannot become a ravi, and therefore it's only poisel, it's not metame. But umutr l'chulen, anything which is tame midrabanon, like hands which are sheni, it could render kachim and chuma tame. But umutr l'chulen, those hands are permitted to eat chulen and permitted to eat ma'isar, divrei Rav Meir. So we see Rav Meir holds, the holy Tana Rav Meir holds, that that you don't need to wash your hands for chulen and ma'isar. But v'chachamim oimrim, so we'll say the Mishnah Bikurim that says you don't need a tels yadayim for chulen and ma'isar goes like Rav Meir. And our Mishnah that says noitlin liyadayim l'chulen or l'maiser goes like the Chachamim. V'chachamim oisrin b'maser. The Chachamim say no. Stam yadayim is not acceptable for ma'isar. So basically, our answer only works for ma'isar. We could say the Mishnah Bikurim that says ma'isar doesn't need a tels yadayim is Rav Meir, and our Mishnah that says ma'isar does need Netil Sidayim is going like the Rabbanon. Elechulen achulen kasha. There's still a stira between chulen and chulen, because even the Rabbanon agree that chulen does not need Netil Sidayim. Says Gemara loy kasha kan ba'achila kan b'negia. Here we're talking about eating. Here we're talking about touching, meaning. We're going to say that our Mishnah, the Mishnah Bikurim that says you don't need to wash your hands for chulin, is talking about touching chulin. But our Mishnah that says you do have to wash your hands for chulin is going like the Rabbanon in order to eat chulin. Eating chulin is more chumer than touching chulin. Now, I just want to interrupt for a moment. B'chlal, why did we even begin talking about Hilchos Tumah V'Tara? We're in Masechet Chagiga here. We're talking about the laws of celebrating the festival and the Karban Chagiga and the Olas Ri'ah. So Rashi, Divrei HaMaskel, Nitma HaGuf on the Mishnah says that the reason we brought in here laws of Tumah V'Tara, because at the conclusion of the laws of Tumah V'Tara, we're going to bring in that even though Amei Haaretz are normally rendered Tameh, on a regel they're Tahar.
Didn't we just talk about it, like the last stop about when you should bring the kabanos?
Yeah, so this has nothing to do with anything. So why are we bringing it in here?
So we're back to kabanos.
No, but we're not talking about kabanos. We're talking about Tumah V'Tara. I mean, some of the Tumah V'Tahara are relevant to Kodshim in general. But why are we talking about Tumah V'Tahara? So
The
Meiri says that the in the Hakdama of the sugya that the laws of Tumah V'Tahara are brought here because they're needed to know how to be matar yourself on the regel because of the karbanos. The Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says that we bring here the opinion of Yosi ben Yoyezer, and we brought him earlier on Tezayin Amud Aleph in the. The Mishnah said, Yosi ben Yoyezer Oimer Shaloi Lismaich. So once we bring in a din of Yosi ben Yoyezer, so we bring him in another din of his, that Like the end of the Mishnah said he was chassid shebe kuhuna. Now, the Tiferes Yisrael says, okay, you want to bring in laws of Tumah v'Tahara, we should start the new Perek here. We should end the Yud Zayin Amud Beis should be the end of the Perek, and Yud Ches Amud Aleph Amin should be the end of the Perek, and Yud Ches Amud Beis should be the beginning of the next Perek. However, since the previous Mishnah ended off, we don't want to be Mekayim, those who say Atzeres after Shabbos, which is the opinion of the Tzedoikim. So we don't want to end the Perek on a bad note about the opinion of the Tzedoikim, so therefore we continue the Perek here and split it up at a different juncture. Okay, but back to the answer. We're saying that it's not a stira, our Mishnah that says you have to wash your hands for Chulin is talking about eating Chulin. And the Mishnah in Bikurim that says you don't have to wash your hands for Chulin is talking about touching Chulin. Says the Gemara, that doesn't make any sense. Why? Says the Gemara, Maskefla Rav Shimi Barashi. Ad kan loy pligi rabban alei d'Rav Meir. When do the rabbis argue in Rav Meir and say you have to wash your hands? Ela ba'achila de maiser. That's only eating maiser. Aval b'negia de maiser, touching maiser, or va'achila de chulin, or eating chulin, loy pligi, they don't argue. Meaning nobody says even for eating chulin, you need to wash your hands. So we have a problem. The Chachamim that say you need to wash your hands, they're not talking about eating chulin. They're not talking about chulin at all. The Rabbanah never said you have to wash your hands for chulin. The Chachamim are only talking about Meiser. Says the Gemara, Ela Aydi V'Aydi Bachila. Really, our Mishnah and the Mishnah in Bikurim are talking about eating. And the Mishnah in Bikurim that says you don't have to wash your hands is even going according to the Chachamim. Why in our Mishnah do you have to wash your hands? Because our Mishnah is specifically talking about eating bread. Kan v'loy kasha, there's no difficulty. Kan b'achila d'nama, our Mishnah is talking about eating bread. Eating bread of chulin, you have to wash your hands. We all know that when we eat bread, you have to wash your hands. The reason is because since kohanim, when they eat truma, they have to wash their hands. And most truma is grain. So therefore, we wash our hands when we eat bread, even though we're not kohanim, so that the kohanim don't get confused. So there's a special din that when you eat chulin, which is bread, you have to wash your hands. But this does not apply to peiros. But kan, the Mishnah Bikurim, that says you don't have to wash your hands, ba'achila, the peiros. It's talking about eating fruits. The Amar of Nachman, kol hanoytel yodav l'peiros, hareza migase haruach. Anyone who washes their hands for fruits is arrogant. There's no reason to do it. Tan Rabbanan. Hanoito Yadav Niskavein Yadav Tahira. Someone who washes his hands with Kavana, his hands are Tahar. Loi Niskavein, if he doesn't have Kavana, Yadav Tameos, his hands are Tame. V'chein HaMatvul Yadav, likewise, if someone immerses his hands. Niskavein, if he has Kavana, Yadav Tahiros, his hands are Tahar. Loi Niskavein, if he doesn't have Kavana, Yadav Tameos, his hands are Tame. Ay, Vatanya, but we learned in a Braisa, Bein Niskavein, Bein Loi Niskavein, Yadav Tahiros. Whether you have kavana or not, your hands are tahar. So we have a stira. Do you need to have kavana when you're matar your hands? I'm Rav Nachman like Kasha. No, because we know you have to wash your hands for bread, but why do you either have to have kavana or not have kavana? When you're washing your hands for chulin, you don't have to have kavana. When you're washing your hands for meiser, you do need to have kavana. Okay, this concludes Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. Hashem should give us siyata d'shmaya that l'kovid Shabbos Parshas Vayakel, we should be able to gather together very soon. Be'ezus Hashem.
Amen.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.